In the United States, this is the time when we celebrate Mother's Day in order to honor our mothers. Even while Jesus was on that cruel cross at Calvary, he honored his mother with concern for her well-being. Brother David Johnson will share two words that Jesus used while on the cross in the sermon entitled, Dear Woman. This study is based upon the book of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. And it is an appropriate way for us to know Jesus a little better. Please pray with me. Lord, in your perfect design, you made mothers to love their children and provide special guidance in growing up. We thank you for this. We thank you for Jesus, who was born of woman, to be the human person who could relate to us and provide us with salvation. Bless each of our listeners with health, peace, and a special understanding of who you are. We also seek your protection to be upon all who are faithful. As believers, it will be our great blessing to meet Jesus in the air at the appointed time that you have for us. Please help us to serve you and share the good news as we wait. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross he was willing to tread, all the sins of my life to forgive. They are nailed to the cross, they are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sins with him there. He is tender and loving and patient with me, while he cleanses my heart of its dross. But there's no condemnation, I know I am free, for my sins are all nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross, they are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sins with him there. I will cling to my Savior and never depart. I will joyfully journey each day, with a song on my lips and a song in my heart, that my sins have been taken away. They are nailed to the cross, they are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sins with him there.
Now, using John 19:25-27, Brother David Johnson will speak to us on the sermon topic, Dear Woman.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God. Title for the lesson is, Dear Woman. And the text is in the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25-27. Listen to the Word of God. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. What a beautiful picture that is between Jesus and his mother, that dear woman. Even in the midst of a very difficult, terrible, excruciating time at Golgotha. Many a son and daughter has paid great tribute to their mothers for millennia. For example, Charlie Chaplin, an early American movie star, said of his mother, quote, In spite of the squalor in which we were forced to live growing up, our mother kept my brother and me off the streets and made us feel we were not the ordinary product of poverty, but unique and distinguished. End quote. Winston Churchill, the ex-Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Great Britain, quote, "My mother always seemed to me like a fairy princess, a radiant being, possessed of limitless riches and power. She shone for me like the evening star. I loved her dearly." End of quote. Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, an ex-president of the United States, said, quote, "My mother was a saintly woman. I owe everything to her." End of quote. Even youngsters pay tribute to their mothers. For example, a young daughter wanted to buy a slip for her mother for Mother's Day, but told the sales clerk she didn't know her size. Well, is she tall, short, heavy, or thin? Skinny, said the clerk. Oh, the daughter said, she's just perfect. So the clerk wrapped a size 34. A few days later, Mom came back to the store and exchanged the slip for a size 52. Tender love for a mother. She's just perfect. Listen to these touching words once again. John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Think about it. Before Jesus focused on giving his body and blood life as an atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world, Jesus, as a loving son, made sure to take care of his dear mother. Evidently, Joseph, Jesus' legal father, had already passed away, had died. And yes, according to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 55, Jesus had four grown half-brothers, but they were not there supporting their mother at the foot of the cross. Moreover, according to John chapter 7 and verse 5, it says, "For even his own brothers did not believe in him." That is, before they saw him in his resurrected, glorified body. So, to whom would you entrust your dear mother? Surely to someone who proved his love and support toward her. And at the foot of the cross was the disciple whom Jesus loved. Of course, Jesus loved all his true disciples, but the Apostle John was especially self-sacrificing, and he proved it. John, the apostle, alone of all of Jesus' disciples, was near to the cross with the mother of Jesus. You should understand that it was dangerous, especially for a male follower of Jesus, to be there as Jesus was being crucified for supposed treason, treason against the state, treason against Caesar, treason against the Roman Empire. For he, Jesus, claimed to be the King of the Jews, who allegedly sought to overthrow the Romans. So John could well have been arrested and also charged with treason against Rome as a co-conspirator, along with John. Proving their love and support to Mary, the mother of Jesus, were three other women. First, his mother's sister, which if we compare other gospel accounts, she most probably was Salome, Mark chapter 15 and verse 40, the sister of Mary, and the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, according to Matthew chapter 27 and verse 56. The second woman listed is Mary, the wife of Clopas, who was the mother of James the younger or lesser, and of Joseph, as according to Mark chapter 15 and verse 40. The third woman was Mary Magdalene. Magdalene indicates she was from the town of Magdala on the west shore of the Sea of Galilee. Just as similarly, Jesus the Christ was raised in Nazareth. Therefore, he was called a Nazarene. So, at least two other mothers, possibly all three, were there at the foot of the cross, probably holding on to Mary, the mother of Jesus, as she watched her firstborn son suffer and die terribly. Other mothers know about suffering, know about suffering children and mothers suffering. As excruciating as it must have been, Mary did not hide. Mary did not forsake her son. Mary was there. Surely her heart breaking, being pierced, probably praying that God would end it all soon. So, sacrificially, loving mothers endure much. Think of our own mothers and what struggles they had to go through. Perhaps even as we, sons and daughters, were suffering through some serious time together, but with Mom by our sides. Do you remember the prediction, the words of Simeon to Mary, as he took the child Jesus in his arms, according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 35, that says in part, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too," speaking to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And this, of course, truly came to pass, especially on that day at Calvary, in the midst of the suffocating horror of crucifixion. Loving mothers, nevertheless, bear the piercings of this life. They are dear women. Yet loving mothers also experience the highest joys of family, probably as Mary was the anchor in raising and nurturing her family. God blessed Mary with four more sons and at least two daughters. Mary would have been overjoyed in watching her sons learn their father's carpentry trade and enjoying her daughters who helped and accompanied her in the daily chores of the household. In Mary's case, a family of at least nine, including Joseph, who matured together. That's work. That's love of a mother that persists in her family to love and to care deeply. Especially today, as formerly a day set aside to honor motherhood, we pay tribute to our mothers, to our moms, whether alive or not, and also to future mothers and grandmothers. We deeply thank our mothers, who in most cases raised us and experienced a wide range of emotions, both highs and lows, yet being there for us. And that can include, for some of us, someone really special, who for a variety of reasons stood in and became like a mother to us. God blesses all mothers, would-be mothers, who stand with us through all the crosses that we must bear in this life. Why? Because God is love, and so especially sacrificially and loving mothers emulate God in love. God knows motherhood at times can be overwhelming. Like, for example, I read of the housebound mother with many small stair-step children who finally found a babysitter she trusted so she could go out to a company dinner with her husband. Everything was going fine until she realized everybody at their table was staring at her. Then she realized she was absent-mindedly cutting the meat into small pieces on the plate of someone else next to her at the company dinner. Now that's an overwhelmed mom. Or how about the 5-year-old who presented her mom with a houseplant and a ribbon? On the attached card, it simply read, quote, "Rest in peace," end quote, which the 5-year-old thought was a perfect gift because mom so often had repeated over and over again, quote, "All I need is some rest and peace," end quote. That's also overwhelmed. If your mom is here today, hug her, thank her, love her deeply. If your mom is not, thank her anyway, as our dear woman. And for mothers to be, may you become dear women, deeply loving and caring for others. May this be true of each mother and each person, that we may be the loving, even sacrificial people that we should be as we emulate God, for God is love.
Brother Johnson's sermon has honored Jesus and instructed us about Jesus' relationship with his mother. If you are already a Christian and the blessings of Jesus and salvation are found with you and in you, we thank God. If you have not yet made this important decision to believe in Jesus and accept his salvation, we encourage you to do so today. Please contact us or find a good Bible-based group of believers to help you in your decision. If you would like to have a free CD of this and next week's program, simply ask for Broadcast 1919. That's Broadcast 1919. We look forward to hearing from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.